Thank you so much for joining us for SPIRIT, the stimulating program initiative for retirees that inspires thought. I'm Judy Steinig, Senior Director of the OU's Department of Community Projects and Partnerships and Coordinator and Host for SPIRIT. The OU started SPIRIT several years ago as an on-site program, and now we're happy to present it as an online program for retirees, not yet retirees, baby boomers, empty nesters, sandwich generation parents, and seniors, everyone who's looking for educational, intellectual, and spiritual growth. Since the beginning of the pandemic and until now, SPIRIT continues to be the safe and ideal way for everyone to connect and learn together in a virtual setting. Today's program is one that we wish we wouldn't have to be doing, but we all know what's going on, and we know that our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts are all in Eretz Yisrael, waiting to see how we can help those that are there. It's our family, our friends, neighbors, children, grandchildren, everybody we know is there, and all we want is to be helpful. It is our pleasure and honor to bring back Jason Grossman from OU Advocacy, who spoke several months ago when the world was a different place. But he's going to be here today to tell us specifically what we can do. We feel so helpless, but we don't have to be. There are things that we can do wherever we are located in the world. And it's my honor and privilege to turn the program over to Jason. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, Jason, because I know Jason's phone is ringing nonstop. Everybody in advocacy, everybody in the OU is working endlessly on programs for Israel, but particularly advocacy. So we really are so honored that he's spending his time with us today. Thank you so much.
Robertson, thank you very much for the introduction. And thank you everyone for having me join you today. I'm sorry it's not under better circumstances. And, you know, we appreciate all the efforts that the Rebbetzin is doing and all of our OU departments to help get the message out of what community members can do to help reach out to your elected official. So with permission, I'm going to share my screen and let you know about two ongoing advocacy campaigns that we're currently engaged in to answer the question that the Rebbetzin brought up, which is, how can you help? Before I go into our advocacy campaign, I just wanted to flag for everybody that the Orthodox Union is putting together a campaign now with our OU team in Israel called Beyond the Front Lines. If anyone would like to make a donation and is looking for a place where to do it, this is a great place to send funds to Israel. I will send the Rebbetzin after the call a list of these links so you can have access to it. But I always like to try to plug some of the great work that our different OU departments are doing. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. So there are two campaigns that are going on right now. I thought that I would start with the campaign that we have to thank President Biden for his ongoing support to Israel. I don't know how many of you have seen this, but President Biden is actually going to be traveling to Israel tomorrow to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And he will be having a visit to Israel, to Jordan, and to Egypt to talk about the ongoing war situation. The president has also dispatched two cabinet members, cabinet secretaries. The Secretary of Defense just came back from a trip, and Secretary Blinken, the Secretary of State, is currently in Israel, meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu and his foreign affairs colleagues in Israel. So the administration has their unwavering support for Israel, and it's critical that we get as many people to thank President Biden for coming out with this position and for his visit and all the secretary's visits and his support for Israel. So I'll send this in to the Rebbetzin and links after the presentation. But if you go to our OU advocacy website, you'll see two ongoing campaigns. This one is from we were doing in conjunction with Rabbi Moshe Hauer. And I'll show you how the campaign works and how you can help. So we're asking people to write to the president. If you click on this link that I've highlighted right now, that will take you to a page where you'll be able to put your information right into the software to send a message directly to the president. And it takes you to his contact page where you can copy the below letter and put all your information in to send the president an email. And here's kind of the content of what that email can look like. And Rabbi Hauer actually also attached his letter that he wrote as an example as well to the president, noting some of the accomplishments that the Jewish community has over the years. And again, expressing our general community's thanks to President Biden for his unwavering support for Israel. And again, I will send the link to this, but essentially what you'll do here is you'll copy the message where it says, thank you, President Biden. And then you can see below, you can take Rabbi Hauer's letter. We've posted a version that you can just copy and paste it. And then you'll go onto the White House website, which is where this link takes you. Hold on, I'll just let it load. And then under message type, you'll click contact the president, and then you'll put all of your information in here, your email address, phone number, where you're from, and then you would put your message into the president here and click send. And if we could get everyone to do that as soon as possible, that would be greatly appreciated. Again, I think it's great timing because the president will be, like I mentioned, in Israel tomorrow. And just acknowledging his unwavering support for Israel is of critical importance right now. So that's the first campaign that we're engaged in. The second campaign that I'll draw your attention to, and again, I will send the Rebbetzin a link to this campaign as well. This is our ongoing action alert to our members of Congress, both members of the U.S. House and Senate. As I'm sure you are all aware of, there is currently no speaker in the House of Representatives, which means that the House cannot sit, which means that there are a few spending bills and defense bills that are currently being held up until the new speaker is elected. There's been talk today of Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio becoming the next speaker. I actually think they're voting on it as we speak right now. So as soon as the House elects a new speaker, then we'll be in a position to start pushing next week some different action alerts on a spending bill that we're working with Congress and the White House on, a bill on the Iron Dome and replacing a lot of the Iron Dome munitions that are needed. And a bill around community security in the United States of America to make sure that our schools and shuls have all the money that they need in order to protect our community institutions. But until that happens, we're asking everyone to write to their local representative and local senator. If you don't know who that is, on the right side of this page where it says take action, you can put in all of your information and it will automatically generate for you an email to your local representative. If you know who your local representative is, you can just copy and paste the text that we've provided for you on the left-hand side. So one of the things that we do need you to do before you send the email to the representative is, and it gives instructions in the top of this page, is just to go online and see what your representative has said on Israel so far to know if you have to tailor the message. So I'm going to use the example of my representative and I'll walk you through the steps on what I would do to reach out to her. So I'd first go to this link at the OU Advocacy Center page and I would read a little bit about what we're trying to do. Then I would look up my representative. So I live in Florida. in Florida's 26th district, and my representative is Frederico Wilson. So as we can see, I just literally Googled Representative Frederico Wilson support for Israel, and her Twitter page came up. And as you can see, she attended a Federation rally last week, and she happens to be a very strong supporter of the state of Israel. So you can see her speaking at the rally in support of the state of Israel. So I would go back then to this page, and because I know she's a supporter, I can use the email on the left-hand side of the page. That's us thanking her for her support for the state of Israel. Now, if you have a representative who is not as supportive of Israel, and again, I'm just using the example of Representative Ocasio-Cortez from New York. And when I Googled her name in Israel, this is what came up from her Twitter page. If you have a representative like this, please do not email them the thank you for support email. You can reach out to me and we can find a representative that is in close to your area and have you reach out to them thanking them for your support. And you can do this again for your senators as well. Like it says on the top of the page here, we're looking for people to write it to reach their members of House representatives and their senators. And the best way to do that is either to let it auto-populate on the right-hand side of the page, or you can do it manually by looking up your representative. If you cannot determine from a quick Google search whether your either House representative or senator is supportive of Israel, I'm going to drop my contact information into the chat. And I know the Rebbetzin also can share that with everyone as well. Feel free to send me an email and we can help you with that. There's my email address in the chat for everybody. So before I move on to anything else, I just wanted to know if anybody has any questions. And we can first go back to a discussion about, why don't we first talk about the presidential thank you? Does anyone have any questions on that?
Okay, perfect. Any questions in the chat that you may have?
Perfect. So like I said, it would be very helpful for everyone to reach out to the president, especially tomorrow as he will be visiting Israel, to express our community's support to the president for his unwavering support for the state of Israel. So if there's no questions about the presidential one, I just wanted to ask if there's any questions about the action alert going to your House representative or your US senator. So that's the one where you have to go onto our website. You have to either put in all your contact information and it will auto-populate. And then you have to do a quick Google search to determine if your member is in support of Israel. Does anyone have any questions about this program? Okay, if anyone does come up with any questions, like I said, you can either email me at the email address that I've included in the chat, or you can send the Rebbetzin a quick email and she can send me any questions or comments or concerns that you might have in reaching out to your elected officials. I will also probably be back in touch with the Rebbetzin next week as we continue to do updates on how you can support for funding and different items that come up next week. So I ask what would be very helpful to us as we continue our advocacy programming is just to keep an eye out on any emails that the Rebbetzin sends along on how you can engage with us. I see there's a question. Ms. Barone, I'm gonna unmute you.
Okay, as you were talking, I just picked up my cell phone.
Sure.
is a WhatsApp that just came through to me that the Hilton Hotels will be hosting a conference for Hamas supporters October 27 to 29. Of course, it's being led by our wonderful friends, Rashid Tlaib, Linda Sarsour, et cetera. Are you aware of this conference and that Hilton is hosting it? And if so, do you know anything about this?
Yes, we were made aware of it in the morning. The OU is aware of it. And I have a phone number that you can call to voice your concerns to Hilton.
They provide, I have the phone number.
Perfect. Maybe I'll share the phone number with everybody in the chat. So just so everyone knows what we're talking about, there's a campaign going on right now to have people reach out to the Hilton Hotel in Houston, who's hosting a gathering of Palestinian elected officials. So as soon as I have a more formal action from the OU on what we're doing, I will send it along to the Rebbetzin. But if you could reach out to the hotel and let them know your thoughts on that, that would be appreciative as well.
Let me just interrupt for a second. Please, sure. Anybody, all comments should be put in the chat. We don't usually unmute people in spirit. So just everybody should put their comments in the chat, either to me or to Jason. If I get any, I will read them out loud, but we are not going to be unmuting.
Sorry, okay, Rev. Thank you. That was my bad.
That's okay.
Okay, I see there's a question. We must write to our congresswomen and senators who are for the neutral towards Israel. Yes, that's important as well. If you don't see any type of support one way or to the other, that's a perfect opportunity to write to your congressperson and ask them if they will be supporting Israel. And if you're looking for your congressman's contact information, you can, if you know their name, you can Google it. Or you can Google how to contact my congressperson, and it will take you to the House of Representatives webpage, where you'll be able to look up your representative based on your postal code. Email is the best thing to do. If email doesn't work for you, I would say phone is the second best thing. I saw there was a question just about making phone calls. So we're trying to get everyone to send emails first and make phone calls second. Thank you. I just saw somebody posted the number to the Hilton and the general manager into the chat. I very much appreciate it. Let me just see if there's any other questions that have come through. There's a question around media reporting. We at the OU Advocacy Center aren't so focused on the media. Our focus right now is on our elected representatives. My boss, Nathan Diamond, the director of the OU Advocacy Center, has been on Fox News and on other media outlets talking about what the OU is doing and talking pro-Israel messaging to news outlets. So that's the only comment that I'd be able to make on that. So the number for the Hilton is just in the chat above. It's a 404 number. Does anybody have any other questions about what of how they can help and what they can do? Like I said, I started off with the Orthodox Union, what we're doing for Israel and our Israel campaign. And again, I will send the links to the Rebbetzin so she can pass them along to you. And then we have our two campaigns that are currently out to members of our OU community. The one thanking President Biden for his unwavering support for Israel, and the one reaching out to your congresspeople. I just had a question about the Hilton over the Congress. If you could please prioritize the email to your congressperson, that would be greatly appreciated. We're trying to get, like I said, there's going to be some votes next week that relate to Israel in the House and the Senate. So it's very important that we have people reach out to their congresspeople as soon as possible. Rebitson, do you think there's anything else that would be helpful for me to cover?
Are there any, I would say actually, if there are any speaking points, oh, beyond all of this advocacy within our elected officials, often people are in situations, they might be in a doctor's office, they might be waiting for a bus, and just, you know, you see new things come on the news and people make comments. And maybe there should be some very specific things that we can say when we're talking to people that will make us sound very educated, not too passionate and crazy. But I think that would be good. Speaking points within, you know, settings that are not just, you know, with our people.
Sure. So let me work on that. We don't have anything specific right now on some general talking points for the community, but that's certainly something that that we can work on. I will just note that, you know, I know we're all living in a very vigilant state right now. So if there's anything that you ever come across that's anti-Semitic materials, you can feel free to reach out to me. The OU has a program called Project Protect, where we can pass this along to our security community partners. The best thing, obviously, to always do is call 911 first, and then you can feel free to reach out, and we can guide you in terms of what some next steps could look like if there's an issue of community safety or security. But more general talking points on how you can interact with how you can interact with Israel would be, let me come up with something like that. I don't have anything to share right now, but it's something that we can work on, and I can get back to you on that.
A couple of things came in. Somebody mentioned that the phone number that you had mentioned was not in the chat, so I'm not sure which phone number it was. Then somebody else is saying, send out an automatic action email for Hilton as for Congressman. So if there's something automated that everybody could sign on to, that probably would be helpful.
Sure.
Hopefully the Hilton would not want that kind of negative publicity.
No, for sure. And we're going to be working on that as we speak. And as soon as I have anything more on the Hilton specifically, I will send it along to you, Rebitson.
And I guess there's a comment. How do we know when we hear things in the news? There are so many false narratives taking place, horrible things that never happened or happened 15 years ago. How do we tell the difference, and how do we distinguish?
The best thing to do, if you're not sure if a fact is truthful or not, the best thing to do is to do a quick Google search by yourself and see what comes up. Because you're right, there is a lot of information that's being presented on the news that isn't 100% truthful. If you find something on the news that is untruthful, you can send it our way, and we can figure out with one of our other partners in this space how we can best send it on to a media outlet. But the best thing to do is always to take whatever fact. So if somebody said to me, I see there's a fact here about 500,000 people in Gaza that are being displaced. So if you didn't know if that was the correct number, you could always type it into Google and see what comes up.
How about Snopes? How accurate is that? Snopes is where you often can put in situations, and it's a website that looks for accuracy in events. I just don't know how up to date it is.
I'm not super familiar with that website, but let me look into that and get back to you.
I don't have anything in the chat here. Do you have any other chats? You know, if anybody has any comments, questions or comments, we are happy to hear about them now.
I see somebody sent something or was going to send something to the Hilton. That would be great if you could do that, if you could email the Hilton as well.
And as a matter of fact, I can say that when I heard about it this morning, I called the Hilton number, and then there's all these numbers to call. So I think I reached the general manager, and I just left a message for him saying, I didn't give my name, but I just heard about it and said that I thought this was a terrible thing. And I think that if we, jam their mailboxes with things, that hopefully this will be very inconvenient for them. I know the Houston community is very involved with it.
If we could do the same thing with our Congress people too, that would be a great message to send them as well, especially with some of these pieces of legislation that are going to be coming across their desks next week.
Do you have anything else?
The only thing I will say is thank you again for your help and reaching out to and helping us reach out to your local representatives. And through the Revitson, I will probably be in touch with you all again next week as we start seeing some legislation come through and engaging you all on how we can how you can help us reach out to your local congressman and U.S. senator for their support on that as well.
Wonderful. Can you stop the screen share? I have a few announcements to make. Great. Okay, well, thank you so much, Jason, for giving us all that information. If you get it to me, later this afternoon, anything that you want people to know, we'll be happy to put in with the recording. As everyone knows, the people watching, who we appreciate that they're spending their time with us live, but there are many, many people literally throughout the world that participate in the Spirit programs. This is just a small percentage of those who have shown interest, and they will anxiously be awaiting this information. Right now, some of them are still working. They might be at the doctor. They might be with grandchildren. They might, whatever they're doing, and they can't join us live, they still absolutely want this information. So, and believe me, I hear about it when they don't get it. So we can, anything that's besides the recording, any links, anything that you want them to look at, get to me and we will put that all in together.
Perfect, thank you.
So everybody, as you heard, there'll be more information coming out next week. So when you get we will enclose that with our weekly Spirit emails that you all received. So beyond the programs coming up for the future, look for all the advocacy information, because this will be very, we don't want to jam your inboxes with too much information. So we combine it all as much as possible in a newsletter email with all sorts of information. So the advocacy materials will be there as well. The donation point that was made at the beginning is all actually in the emails that you have been receiving from us already. The first paragraph indicates about Please Giving to the OU's website. I just want to make the point that whenever you make a donation of this sort to the OU for any of these unfortunately crisis situations, 100% of your donation goes to helping that situation. The OU doesn't, there's no cut taken, there's no any of our administrative people, that's part of the OU's donation. So you can feel very, very relieved that whatever you're giving will be going to help this situation of whatever it is. Looking ahead, next week, the program that was supposed to be today on Medicare, we know that Medicare changes are a timely and time-sensitive situation. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing it now, but we know that that is important, and we appreciate that Shmuel Zaidman gave up his spot this week, and he's going to be doing it next week. So you'll be getting those emails, and some people, we've had a lot of signups already. The following week is a pre-recorded session, and it will be with Dr. Naomi Baum, who has presented for us many times. Dr. Baum is a psychologist. She has been living in Israel for many, many years. Unfortunately, her specialty is trauma, which is obviously very relevant right now. She spoke for us actually in the spring on resilience and what Israelis can teach the world about resilience. She, many, many people in her family are serving in the army right now. So she is literally on the front lines herself. And she will be speaking about coping strategies that we can use wherever we're living. Are we here with children and grandchildren there? Are we in Israel just trying to figure out what to do? She has many, many coping strategies, and that will be on October 31st. As I said, it's a pre-recorded session, so you will sign up. And I'm actually recording with her earlier that morning. And we'll be sending out the link sometime before our spirit time. As soon as everything is ready, you will get it automatically, and then you'll be able to watch it whenever you want. Two other points just to remind you about. We all want to be at our best in all ways. And we have a program on postural therapy. We had a one session program this summer, and we are offering this as a multi-session program. There is a cost for it, everybody who registers will receive recordings. So if you can't make that particular day or time, you'll be able to watch it on your own. So the emails for that, that's just scroll down in the emails you're getting, you'll be able to register. That will be starting on next Monday. Anybody who's registered will get the link to that prior to it. And the final piece is that we unfortunately have had people reaching out to us about our Parkinson's programming. We will be setting up support groups for that within the next week. So if it is something that you're interested in, either as a person with Parkinson's or as a care partner, please fill out the form, because we're trying to get a date of the week that works for as many people as possible. So that's essentially, I think, my announcements for today. Wait, there is somebody, something in the chat. Oh, just a thank you. And just as I said, watch your emails, because there's lots of important information that we'll be giving to you. We thank you so much for joining us today. We thank Jason Grossman and OU Advocacy for all that they do all the time for all of us, for Eretz Yisrael, for security. I mean, there's nothing like it. And we wish everybody a peaceful day, and we are looking forward, with God's help, to much better news very, very quickly, and the return, of course, of all of our captives, and just better news throughout the world. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you.